In the 1990s, the vast majority of businesses relaxed their standards of dress. Surveys indicate about half of all office workers are now allowed to dress down at least once a week. And for some employees, casual Fridays evolved into casual every day. But NPR's David Mulpus reports casual wear may be starting to fade.
Last month, the Austin Business Journal carried a front-page photograph of one of the founders of a Texas high-tech company who had just convinced investors to pony up $20 million in venture capital. The business executive posed for the photo wearing a short-sleeved knit shirt and shorts. He was not wearing shoes. Business casual has become very casual in some parts of the country. Some business attire consultants say, however, that the pendulum is about to swing back to a more grown-up mode of dress. Alan Kanopaki says, as the economy weakens, customers are becoming more cautious about whom they do business with.
What they're looking for is a sign of stability and a sign of professionalism.
Wearing weekend loungewear to work is not a confidence builder, says Kanopaki, who is president of a Chicago-based firm that monitors attitudes about workplace fashions. He cites trade shows as one example. 2 years ago, 86% of trade show customers reacted favorably to casual dress among sales reps, but that figure dropped by almost half in Kanopaki's latest survey. Too often, he says, exhibitors pushed the envelope too far, shifting from khakis and polo shirts to denim and football jerseys.
When you go to a casual style of dress, you also become a little bit sloppy, and that's the problem. They took less pride in the way they looked in the exhibit, and the professionalism began to decline according to the customers.
When the casual dress trend started, employers saw it as a no-cost perk that would boost morale at a time when many workers were under increased job stress due to corporate downsizing. More comfortable dress might even increase productivity, or so the theory went. But it hasn't always turned out that way, according to Karen Kaufman, whose Philadelphia firm advises businesses on image projection. Kaufman cites anecdotes like this one from a senior banking executive.
Every Monday, he had to go back and review the work from Friday because there were always more mistakes on Friday when people were more casual because they were more in the mood for the weekend.
Kaufman, along with her business partner and husband, Don, predict few employers will return to the days of ties and dark suits. But what passes for casual is changing.
What they are doing is they're dressing up, dressing down.
What that means, fashion gurus say, is that working women will be donning more accessories and pantsuits on casual days, while men upgrade to gabardine or wool trousers and more sport coats. Some consultants and clothiers are promoting the neater look with a national campaign to designate at least one day a week as dress-up day. Aperion of Austin, Texas, did that just last month. It's an internet company that manages websites and has a history of turning casual Fridays into costume days. The new dress-up Mondays scheme was perceived immediately by some employees as a threat to their culture. Way too corporate.
There have been comments and kind of mutterings like, I hope this isn't the beginning of the end.
That's Aperion's marketing manager, Maureen Mariquin. Casual dress, she says, generates camaraderie and cooperation. But now, she says, with all these categories of casual, business casual, corporate casual, it's confusing as to what is appropriate dress for her and her clients.
I had a client that came and met me on a Monday, and I was giving him a tour. I'm in a suit, and he's in Birkenstocks and shorts and a sweater.
Miles Cote, the company vice president who suggested dress-up Mondays at Aperion on a voluntary basis, says it's actually a way to encourage freedom of expression, not curtail it.
In our business, the norm has always been casual business attire, but some people like to dress up. So this was just a method of saying if you want to wear a tie, if you want to wear a suit with a dress or whatever it is, a skirt, it'll be okay.
At last report, most employees appeared to be getting into the swing of things. In fact, many women have come to work on Mondays dolled up in frilly dresses fit for a wedding. Men are showing up in pinstripe suits, cufflinks, shiny floor shimes, the whole shebang. It's unclear, though, whether this is a sign of newborn enthusiasm for dressing up at work or just mild-mannered ridicule. David Mulpus, NPR News.